this is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Hey, just a guy I wanted to see. Remember when we used to play acrobat? Let's do that again.
Why?
Just for old time's sake. What do you say? Come on. Alley-oop.
Okay, here comes the amazing flying Bower.
Whoa!
Oh, no! I forgot how much fun that is.
Yeah, yeah, good. Now get to work.
Boy, for everything.
Up there, go ahead.
Oh!
Angela!
Oh,
Tony! Going down!
Oh, that was close!
Get out of here. Hey, wait a minute. What happened?
I'm going to Jesse's prom. Doesn't that just give you the chills?
Oh, yeah, I got goosebumps. Come on, wait a minute. I thought Jesse had to work Saturday night.
He did, but he realized how important it was to me, and he traded shifts with the frozen food guy.
Oh, Jesse's gonna love that, huh?
Yeah, he's gonna be spending the next few weekends with Mama Celeste.
We gotta get to work. We've only got 3 days to get you a great dress.
Wait a minute. She's got a great dress, the one I bought her for Cousin Gina's wedding.
Oh, Tony, people have seen her in that dress.
No.
And Dad, it's hopelessly out of style. I mean, that was late fall 87. Now we're into pre-spring 88.
So? I'm still wearing a suit I bought late summer 72.
It's such a simple concept. Why can't men grasp it?
Let me lay this out for you, Tony. Sam is a sophomore.
Yeah.
She has been invited to a junior prom. In the teenage vernacular, we're talking major.
Listen to her, Dad. This woman is in touch with the teen scene.
And since it was my idea, let me have the honor of buying
it. No way. Anybody's buying her a new dress, it's going to be me.
Oh, Dad, but Angela has much better taste than you do.
And it would mean so much to me.
Please!
All right. But hey, your wedding dress is on me.
We'll talk.
So when do we hit the mall?
The mall, honey. This is a prom. Think elegant. Think 72nd and Madison. I know the perfect boutique.
Oh, Angela, you're the best. Oh. You're the best too, Dad. Mwah. And don't worry. I promise to be home by dawn.
Okay, sweetheart. Dawn?
Dad, we'll be at the bowling alley. Everybody stays out there prom night.
Well, I bet Angela didn't.
I bet she did.
No. You? The whole night? What'd your mother say? Never mind.
Oh, Angela, look at this dress.
That's very nice. Let's see what else there is. The perfect dress is here. I can feel it in my credit card.
Let the hunt begin. Wedding, cotillion, bar mitzvah.
Prom. It's our first.
Are we thinking something pink, blue, or black? Angela, look at this. Does this work or what?
It's a wonderful dress, honey, but not for a prom.
It is stunning, and it's our last one. It was originally designed for Cornelia Guest, but then Caroline Kennedy fell in love with it until she found out Chastity Bono had one just like it.
Did you hear that, Angela?
Yes, that's very impressive, but I think we're looking for something a little more traditional.
Oh, of course. Perhaps something along these lines.
Oh, adorable.
Who wanted that, Martha Washington?
Actually, Princess Stephanie had her eye on this.
Well, it is fit for a princess. Sam, I think we found our dress.
Oh, I don't know. I was kind of looking for something different.
Well, honey, for your prom, you don't want different.
I don't.
She's right. Black is out. And those bows.
Well, maybe I should try it on.
Just think how great it'll look with my pearls.
You're gonna lend me your pearls?
7 or 8 millimeter.
Of course, I want everything to be just right. 9.
Well, in that case, let me show you the matching shoes. They're Fergie's favorites.
You really think I can have it? Oh, I love it.
It's yours. I want you to be a standout at your prom.
Oh, Mom.
What a day.
Ah, I see MasterCard and Visa are back.
Just you girls who ransacked the boutiques of the Upper East Side.
Angela, I had a very nice day, thank you.
Wait a minute, sweetheart. What's wrong?
Are you still thinking about that black dress? I really like those bows.
Honey, I understand, but trust me, I'm right about this one. Tony, give us an honest opinion. You tell us, is this or is this not the most stunning dress in all creation?
Well, let me see here, huh? Uh-huh. Well, where does the neckline come to?
Just below the neck.
I love it.
You really do?
Oh, yeah, Sam. If I was there, this is the dress I would have picked out, except with longer sleeves.
Honey, you're just having prom anxiety.
Yeah, Sam, we all get that.
Really? You did too?
No, but my date's parents did. Prom guy, get back.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, wait, don't look.
Mrs. Bauer, what are you doing?
Oh, bad luck to see the prom dress before the prom.
She's really into this.
Well, I can show you what I'm wearing, right?
Oh, yeah,
let's see.
Oh, my, formal wear in a brown paper bag.
You are gonna love this. What do you think?
Whoa, hot.
Yeah, man, that's 110 in the shades. Ooh, wow.
Oh, Jesse, you're such a card. As if you'd actually go to a prom wearing something that looked like it belonged to a funeral director.
Well, I am, and it did.
Well, hey, I like it, and, hey, that explains that slight scent of formaldehyde, huh?
Yeah, I got it at the Salvation Army. I like my money to go to a good cause. The guy wanted $3, but, you know, I insisted he take $5.
Jesse, I don't mean to be decidedly unhip, but I have some serious doubts about this ensemble.
Angela, can we confab in the kitchen, please?
Excuse us.
Mrs. Bauer's nice, but she has got some weird ideas about fashion. I mean, I bet she wants you to wear some fluffy pink thing.
Blue.
Angela, I appreciate you taking Sam shopping, but don't you think it'd be better to let the kids express themselves in their own way?
Sounds like you're asking me to butt out.
If the butt fits.
Tony, do you understand what's happening here?
Yeah, it's the cycle of life. An undertaker croaks so Jesse can look cool at his prom.
Sam has gone to a lot of trouble to pick out the perfect outfit, and now Jesse is imposing his will on her. Men are always doing that.
Wait a minute. When did I ever impose my will on you?
The other night, when you made spaghetti. You wouldn't let me put ketchup on it.
Angel, that's not imposing my will. That's obeying the laws of the universe.
Hey, Tony, you think I can have the keys to your van? I'd really like to wash it for tonight.
Mm, you bet, pal, you bet. But hey, don't scrub too hard. I don't want to lose that last flake of paint.
Jesse, you won't be needing these. Surprise, surprise. I rented you a limo.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Bauer, but that's not our style.
But, Jesse.
But, Angela.
Tony, I don't want Sam to be shortchanged.
It's their night. Let them do it their way.
But, Tony, you're not listening. I want her to be in a limo. Important for her. Does anybody care what I want?
I want to forget about the dress, the suit, the limo, the prom. I don't want to go.
You can't mean that.
I'm sorry, Jesse, but I don't feel like going out tonight.
Wait, do I spend $5 on a tuxedo?
Wow, what a workout. My endorphins are jumping for joy. Oh, isn't life great?
Stuff it, Mother.
Why are her pants in a bunch?
Sam called off a prom because Angela was bugging her so much. She was like a fairy godmother run amok.
Another grim fairy tale, huh?
Yeah, but you know, I have a theory. You know, Angela must have had such a fantastic prom that she's determined that Sam has the same experience. Mm.
Intriguing theory, but dead wrong. Do you really think our Angela went to a prom?
I knew it sounded strange, but I didn't want to say anything.
Well, it was a very humiliating experience for her, and she swore me to absolute secrecy. But what the hell?
Good, tell. I'm all ears.
So was her date. Kenny Bigelow. Ears? We are talking when the wind blew, he went airborne. But Angela was broad-minded and a little hard up. Anyway, she was all dressed and ready to go to the prom when Kenny called and said he was sick.
Earache?
The flu. But that didn't stop Angela. She was absolutely determined to go to that prom. But then, of course, when she got there, poor thing, she couldn't bring herself to walk in alone. So she stood outside with her nose pressed to the window.
Oh.
Well, actually, she was having a pretty good time until she saw a couple of big ears jitterbug by.
Kenny Bigelow. Mm.
Turns out he got a date with a cheerleader.
Oh, wait a minute, Mona. I mean, what would a cheerleader want to go out with a guy like Kenny Bigelow for?
Well, you know what they say about guys with big ears.
Mona!
What? They have big hearts.
Poor Angela. Gee, that must have really hurt her. I mean, this explains why she's been acting so weird.
Well, it explains this week.
Hi. Uh-huh. How's Sam doing?
Oh, she's still incredibly polite. But where you been?
Shopping for Sam.
Oh, hey, Angela, haven't we learned anything from this?
Oh, Tony, you don't understand. I went to the city to hunt down the dress that Sam really wanted. It's quite a story.
Well, maybe you should bring it right up to her.
First, I went to all the department stores and the boutiques. Nothing. Then I drove down to the garment district. I see a rack being pushed down the street. Right in the middle of it is Sam's dress. I yelled at the guy, but he put it on the truck and he took off. So I put pedal to the metal and I followed that chiffon. The chase was on. It was just like the French Connection, only I obeyed all the traffic laws. I forced him off the road somewhere around Hoboken. Angela Bauer always gets her dress.
Boy. No wonder they invented the home shopping club.
Sam? Sweetheart? Sam, I know you're angry with me, and I don't blame you. I got a little carried away. Okay, more than a little. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I just want us to be friends again. Sam, don't do this to me. Sam, will you say something? Excuse me.
May I come in?
Be my guest.
Silly me. Just made a heartfelt apology to your doorknob. I felt terrible about what happened, so I went out and I got you something.
Thank you, Angela, but don't you think you've done enough?
Look, Sam, I know I interfered, and I'm sorry, but I just don't want to see you deprive yourself of something you really want because of a mistake that I made.
Angela, how you doing? Come on, Angela. Now, you can't let this thing with Sam get you down. You only wanted what was best for her.
I'm beginning to think I wanted what was best for me.
Huh? What do you mean?
Tony, I have something very personal to share with you. Do you swear that you won't tell anyone?
I swear.
Okay. This is very embarrassing. It was the night of my junior prom.
Uh-oh.
What?
Nothing.
Anyway, I had a date with this terrific guy, Kenny Bigelow. Doesn't that name just say it all?
Yeah, I can picture him. I mean him.
He got sick at the last minute. Mm. And I just couldn't stand the thought of not wearing that beautiful blue dress. So I went to the prom anyway, and I watched through the window. The theme was Tahitian twilight. The gym looked like a South Seas island, and palm trees and fishing nets and conch shells. It was so romantic. I didn't even mind being on the outside until I saw...
Kenny Bigelow.
You are so intuitive. He jitterbugged right past me, glued to a cheerleader. Now, Tony, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I wasn't hurt. I was. I was deeply hurt. You know, it's not often that a girl gets asked out by a boy like Kenny. Mm. And he wasn't just handsome. He looked like a movie star.
Dumbo.
You've been talking to Mother, haven't you?
Not as much as she's been talking to me, you know.
So I suppose you heard it all, the mooning and everything.
Mooning?
She didn't tell you?
No. What mooning?
No mooning. Nobody said mooning. No,
wait.
Mooning.
Angie, don't say a word like moon and then just drop it here.
All right. I was just so hurt and mad that I threw my crinoline up in the air and I showed Kenny what I thought of him.
Oh, I wish I could have seen that. I mean, the expression on his face.
Hi.
Samantha, you look beautiful.
Does this mean you're going to the prom?
Yeah. Jesse should be here any minute.
Oh, I'm so happy. For you. I have something to go with this dress. My pearls, if you want them.
I do.
Okay.
Will you help me?
Sure.
Well, you were right all along. That dress is you. And the pearls are you. They go great together.
They sure do.
Oh, baby.
Hey, Jesse, dress to kill, huh?
Well, at least to bury. Sam, you look... Wow. Wow. Wow.
One more wow, you're getting an Italian chaperone.
Anybody want some keys to a van?
Thanks, Mrs. Bauer. You too, Tony.
Okay, come on, kids. Have a good time, eh?
Have a wonderful time.
By the way, Angela, how did you ever find this dress?
Well, it was a breeze.
Bye.
All right, Jess, be careful. Now drive carefully and be home by dawn. Dawn. I never thought I'd say that. Just keep your eyes closed.
They're closed.
All right, okay. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Open sesame.
Tony.
Angela Bauer, this is your prom.
What?
It's called Tahitian Twilight 2.
You are so sweet.
No, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. It's time to cue up the band. Maestro!
Ooh, baby.
All right, now, wait a minute. Now, come on, since Kenny's not here, may I have this dance you and hold on to my ears?
I'd be honored.
You know, Angela, this really is like your first prom.
What do you mean?
Look, through the window.
A full moon.
Next, Who's the Boss? A sitcom about a man who loses his wife and his Major League Baseball career and becomes a maid. So why is he so happy?
Well, he, really cleans house.
Oh, that's right. It must be the royalties. Stay tuned.